A number of people have been forced to flee the area of Al-Moha city, that's a coastal area of Yemen. They've been fleeing either to Taiz or further north to Hodeidah, trying to find some safety. A World Health Organization, together with other partners, is trying to provide support to an already very weak health system in the area by sending medical teams, medical supplies, including surgical equipment, trying to respond to this latest wave of violence. It is really important to mention that the health system as a whole is on brink of collapse after this conflict that is almost going on for 2 years now. Less than 45% of health facilities are still functioning. 17% of them are completely destroyed. There is no funds allocated for health. Health workers have not been receiving salaries for months now.
How many people are need some assistance today, and particularly from WHO?
Well, we estimate that more than 14 million Yemeni people do not have access to basic health services. So this is huge a number. And again, things are getting worse because health workers, because not being paid, cannot really do their work, reducing further the availability of health services. There's a shortage of medicines. And again, the conflict is escalating, so we may expect more people being displaced who will be in need of emergency care. We are trying to deploy surgical teams. We are trying to assist existing health facilities with medical supplies. But again, it may not be enough with the funds we have, and therefore World Health Organization participated in an appeal that all humanitarian actors have presented last week. World Health Organization is asking for this year for more than $120 million, while health sector as a whole is asking for more than $300 million to try to put in place actions such as response to outbreaks, provision of medical supplies, also for non-communicable diseases, and really trying to support health system as a whole.